This episode is going to be more for men. Sorry, ladies. But if you want to become the man that you want to be, and if you want to get the woman that you want to marry, or be the leader that everyone looks up to, any of those, right? Well, this episode is for you. Because we're going to talk about the four cardinal virtues that every man should have. What are these four cardinal virtues? I'm gonna tell you more about them in Latin, like the Latin word for each one of them, and I'm sure you'll get them right away. There are four cardinal virtues, and the first one is in order. It's called wisdom. Second one is moderation. Third one is courage, and the last one is justice. We'll get to more of them in a bit, but they're actually called cardinal because of the connection to cardo, C-R-D-O, which in Latin means hinge or like come together. So these traits open the door to a good life or a better life for every man, and excellence of any character that hinges on them. Because there's a saying, what good is a man if they don't have their own character intact with them, right? Something like that. So you can never become the man that you want to be without these four cardinal virtues: wisdom, moderation, courage, and justice. And of them, Plato once said that wisdom is the leader. And then next after that comes moderation. And from the union of these two, with courage springs justice. So let's follow Plato and what he said and go through them in that particular order. So first in the cardinal virtue is wisdom. Wisdom, known in Latin as prudentia. They call it prudentia. It's the capacity to show or discern four things, which is the right action at the right time, in the right way, for the right reason. So four of those things. So wisdom is what allows you to see and to be able to judge things as you see fit, and the ability to act on it. So if you cultivate wisdom, all the other virtues follow with that, right? Because you can't have everything else if you don't have the wisdom, right? Because with what you learn is what you apply, right? What you used to knowing as a child, what you're trying to learn, is what you'll apply when you're an adult. That's what you learn in school, right? All these things that you learn, how to be respectful, how to do things the right way, and how society wants you to act in front of other people, what's respectful or not. So all these things come into mold of you as a person, right? That's why education is still very important, because it's what sets you ready when you grow older as a human being, right? I mean, there are people even with no formal education that have very good character or virtues, but it's a sure thing that you know all of them. Knowing is different though than applying them. That's why we need to know first, and that's why I'm talking about wisdom as the first cardinal virtue. Moving on to the next one, which is moderation. Right? You've heard about the word moderation a lot of times already. Most likely like in drinking alcohol, or like drinking or like smoking, right? Or like in gambling, right? Play in moderation, drink moderately, right? And so anything much of something is bad. But in moderation, it's good, right? So moderation, or temperancia, they call it temperancia, I mean, in Latin, is your ability to maintain the balance in your life by tempering your appetite, right? That's why when you eat, you have to eat in moderation, right? You know what's ready moderate for you and which is going too much or way above it. That's why I'm not a huge fan of eating like in buffet, because you're trying to get your money's worth by eating a lot, so that, you know, the money that you pay for example, you paid 500 pesos for a buffet, you're already computing in your mind what you're already eating, and so it has to be worth 1,000 pesos, so it's worth it, right? That's the common mindset that we have. That's the thing I used to think when I was a child. So I'm not a huge fan of quantity. What I'm a better fan of is in quality. Self-possession involves being able to restrain yourself without other people telling you, hey, stop drinking, stop smoking, right? Stop doing, you know, illegal drugs or what. And learning which inclinations that you have to something you should temper down or lower. So if you want to be a person who is disciplined, you must know how to do things in moderation. Like even a good thing like working out, doing too much of it is bad for your health, right? There's been been clinical studies showing that working out too much is really bad for your health as well. But working out three to five times in a week for 30, 45 minutes is a lot better than working out every day or like working out twice a day for like 2 hours per workout. If you want to have more discipline, you need to know your limitations. And there comes the part wherein it's about moderation. So that's number two. Moderation. Moving on from moderation to number three, which is courage. Drawing from the Latin word fortitudo, F-O-R-T-I-T-U-D-O. Courage embodies mental fortitude and the unyielding spirit that we have to face any type of adversity that comes our way. Because when there's adversity, it's usually we rise above adversity or we crumble. There's just two things. There's no in between that, right? You find difficulty, you want to stop. You see danger, you want to stop. You see darkness, you want to stop because you don't know what's there, right? Imagine you yourself, you're in a dark room and you don't know what's in there. That's why there's fear, because you don't know if there's, for example, you know, you're thinking about like snakes or ghosts, or like you're going to step on, you know, something, right? Or you're probably at the edge of a cliff. When you're blindfolded, you don't know where you're stepping in. So that fear comes in. But with courage, knowing what you have, connected with the wisdom and the moderation that you have, you will have the right courage at the right time. So you would be able to choose your own battles from them. It's not always right that you're courageous about everything. Not everything deserves your courage. Like, for example, if someone cuts you off, right? That's not courage. That's anger getting ahead of you, right? 30 seconds of anger could last you a lifetime of regret. Just ask those people, you know, the world's most notorious, that documentary about the world's most notorious prisons. You ask all those people, most of them are good guys. But then when something pisses them off, 30 seconds of hatred becomes a lifetime of regret. Like, he's a normal dude working in an office. Someone cuts him off, he stabs him with a knife, lifetime of regret. We have those. We say things we don't really want to say to our partners, like, I hate you, you're stupid, you're whatever, all this and that. We hate to say those things, but we said it at that moment because it's our reaction to our anger. And that's not courage, right? That's anger getting towards us. So to navigate through life's obstacles, of course, it's important that you stand up for your own beliefs and pursue being not just a better version of you, but the most excellent version that you can have, even in the face of uncertainty, right? It's like grace under pressure. Have you heard that term? Like, you're still graceful, even in extreme pressure, whatever it is. With that, you always need courage. And with courage, of course, comes the other two virtues above it. And the next one, we shall talk about next. But number three, it's courage. Moving on to the fourth and last cardinal virtue, which is justice. I want to explain to you why justice is important. From the Latin word justitia, justice actually represents ordered balance. You know, the woman holding the scale, right? With the blindfold, right? She's holding a scale and it's balanced, right? Is it balanced? No, it's not balanced. It's not balanced, right? The scale's not balanced because she doesn't see it. So she's holding it only and there's the weight of whatever it is. It's not balanced. So it represents, justice represents the ordered balance within the soul in us in relation to other things outside of it. So it means giving each and everyone what is due for them, right? You know the term innocent until proven guilty, but not just via punishment, right? It's not just punishment wherein someone gets what's due for them with what they did. Justice shows you how to love, how to appreciate, how to lead, how to give labor to other people as you should be doing. And it's a thoroughly social virtue that I think everyone should have. Just like the thought I always like to say, how you treat the CEO and the janitor the same way is like showing who you truly are as a person, regardless if a person can help you or not, right? You can see the difference of a person if they can do something for you. You see a person, they act really different when they know that you could do something for them versus something like a person that they know that this person can do something for me. That's why should I care, right? There are a lot of people like those. Like, they only are nice to other people just because they can do something for them, right? Not because they need to be treated the same way because they're human beings. It's not true that respect begets respect. You give respect because it's the right thing to do, regardless if that person does not respect you or they do, right? Because if a person does not respect you, you shouldn't be there in the first place, right? Don't ever let anyone disrespect you. That's true. But, you know, not because someone disrespects you doesn't mean that you have to disrespect them in return. Two wrongs will never make anything correct. So there, number four, cardinal virtue, justice. So how you treat other people really reflects who you are as a person, especially for those people that can't do anything for you, right? If a person is not important to you, but you still treat them with kindness, that's a lot better than someone like, you know, you treat a CEO or a rich person differently because you know that they might give you money, right? In hindsight, like if I'm nice to this rich person, he might give me something, right? That's the common thinking, right? But if this person is not going to do me anything good, why should I be nice to them? I should just be mean to them. Like a beggar, for example. You can shoo them away correctly, right? But, you know, something goes in your mind saying that this person can't do anything for me. That's why they're just a nuisance for me, right? But in reality, you can just say no, right? Respectfully. All these other virtues stem, any other virtues stem from these four cardinal virtues. Do you agree? Let me know in the comment section. But for example, patience takes courage, right? You need to have courage when you want to be patient, right? To withstand difficulties and others in your other situations or other predicaments that you may be in. And gratitude flows from justice. So to recognize and respond to gifts that are granted to you, right? Because whatever you get, you show gratitude, right? Because you're thankful for what you have instead of wishing for something that you don't have. The three theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity actually stems from them as well. Virtue is not like a final destination that we want to achieve. I myself struggle with all these four things. There are times where I fear starting a new business or fear not being able to do something because I don't have the courage, but maybe because I just don't have the knowledge that comes with it. Like, you know, starting your own YouTube channel. You fear it because you're afraid of what other people may say, or like, you know, you feel like your first video will suck, it will not be perfect. Fine, right? One does not simply arrive at being like a virtuous person. It's a lifetime thing, right? The Stoics have done it during the course of their lifetime. These people are not perfect, right? And we're not trying to aim for perfection. We're trying to aim for improvement, right? So rather, it's an ongoing exercise. It's not a destination. Like, it's a way for you to arrive to your destination, which will never actually come. Your destination is your death. Anyone's destination is their death. So something you must strive towards every moment is exemplifying those four virtues. So, but by cultivating these virtues, you cultivate this inwards. I'm pointing towards my soul, not just my heart. And there is no pursuit more noble than this. That's why I said that this episode is really for men. Now, if you're a woman, if you can apply all these things, great, by all means. But this is really for guys, for me. Four cardinal virtues are really meant for men to exemplify, to exuberate, to show that they're practicing it, right? They're trying their best to practice it. They're doing their best to actually do it. So those are the four cardinal virtues that every man, I think, should have. And it's an old trait that dates back to the times of the Stoics until today. That's why it's a great thing. It will never grow out of style, right? It's the four virtues that will lead you to better habits in the long run. And I believe these are things that are key to anyone's success in the future. Want to be a good leader, want to be a good partner, you know, want to be a great friend or someone that can be just trusted and leaned on, right? Those are four cardinal virtues. So that's all I have for you today. If you like this episode, make sure to like the episode and subscribe to the channel. And of course, I'll see you again the next episode. Peace.